So let's give them the positive message of free enterprise, personal responsibility, cleaning up our streets, cleaning up the criminal act, all the criminal activity, crime, homelessness, and the cost of living in California, and let's fix this state. Thank you all very much. Maybe with some of these questions, I can sneak in some of my talking notes that I didn't even get to. And Andrew, my campaign director, who wrote all these nice things for me to say, is wondering, why did I even bother?
All right, so listen, here's a question. As a super minority, what is being done statewide to improve the Assembly and Senate numbers? I think you just talked about
I just talked. I just talked about that. The number one thing that's different this year than you've seen in the past is the Assembly and the Senate are working better together. The Assembly leader, James Gallagher, and the Senate leader, Scott Wilk, and the chairwoman, Jessica Patterson. We've actually got a better synergy than we've had. And last time it was pretty good. But this time it's even better. We've got greater cooperation between the county parties and the state party. Our candidate recruitment is the best it's ever been. So for example, Pat Bates, you all know, is termed out on the coast from Orange County to Encinitas. And we worked really hard. We had a lot of good people that wanted to run for that seat. We were able to narrow it down to Matt Gunderson, who's a retired car dealer from Orange County. He sold all of his car dealerships so he could focus on this 100%. And we're gonna get him across the finish line. He's gonna be there for 12 years and be a great state senator from the coast. And we've got several seats in the Central Valley where we should pick up some Assembly seats and some Senate seats. We're hoping to pick up 2 Senate seats this year and anywhere, hopefully 4 to 6 Assembly seats. And start moving us back into a positive direction, California.
Okay, next question. The way to promote conservative values is to educate and cultivate the next generation. How do you plan to do this?
So you've heard me all say this. It's, the next generation is all about online, social media, and different avenues of news and information. Next generation is not reading New York Times. They're not reading the Union Tribune, but they're on TikTok. So I just started a TikTok page a couple days ago. So that's next thing. Social media, all my social media handles are SE and Brian Jones. We did a video a couple weeks ago on the catalytic converter theft stuff. And since that, we put that video up on the caucus's TikTok page. We have over 560,000 views across the country on that one minute video. 560,000 views. I'll tell you, 560,000 views. So Republicans in California are making a difference on social media. We're being very active. I'm trying to lead the charge on that. The other thing I've shared with you all is Prager University. I think Prager University is the number one tool we can use to not just win the next generation, but to win our friends and family over as well, because they present conservative values in a very informational way, a very non-ideological way, if that's okay for me to say here, but a very palatable way that makes, it just makes sense the way they present conservative values. Yes, ma'am.
Can you ask the ones that don't want to run again because they're sad about their parents, where the party is going, to run again on the GOP?
Oh, great. That's a great idea. I love that idea. Yes, I will do that. 100% I will do that. Yes, that's a great idea. I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Brian Jones. Thank you.